Hello and welcome back. Today we'll be diving into the topics of government budgets and fiscal policy, along with macroeconomic policy around the world. These subjects are important as we continue to learn about economics, how they function, and how policies shape our daily lives. Let's start with government budgets and fiscal policy. A government budget is essentially a financial plan that outlines expected revenue and expenditures for a specific period, usually a year. Fiscal policy, on the other hand, involves the use of government spending and taxation to influence the economy. In today's world, many countries face significant fiscal challenges. For instance, the U.S. government has been grappling with large budget deficits and growing national debt. This situation requires careful planning and policy adjustments to ensure long-term fiscal sustainability. Fiscal policy can be expansionary or contractionary. Expansionary fiscal policy involves increasing government spending or decreasing taxes to stimulate economic growth. This approach is often used during recessions to boost demand and create jobs. For example, during the Great Recession of 2008, the U.S. government enacted the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, which included tax cuts, infrastructure spending, and increased unemployment benefits. Conversely, contractionary fiscal policy aims to reduce inflation by decreasing spending or increasing taxes, which can be seen in the United Kingdom's policy measures enacted from 2010 to 2019. Now, let's shift our focus over to macroeconomic policy around the world. Macroeconomic policy encompasses the strategies used by governments to manage the economy as a whole, including monetary policy, fiscal policy, and trade policy. Global economic policy uncertainty has been on the rise, influenced by factors such as trade wars, geopolitical tensions, and pandemics. Countries around the world adopt different macroeconomic policies based on their unique economic conditions and goals. For example, Taiwan's central bank cut its minimum lending rate to 1.1125% in March 2020 to stimulate economic growth during the pandemic. Similarly, the Bank of England implemented quantitative easing by purchasing £150 billion of government bonds to combat recessions. The Bible speaks to economic principles that can help guide nations. In Genesis 41, 33 to 36, we see Joseph advising Pharaoh to store surplus grain during years of abundance, prepare for future famines. This story highlights the importance of prudent economic planning and saving for the future. As we consider these macroeconomic policies, it's essential to recognize the interconnectedness of our global economy. Decisions made in one country can have far-reaching impacts on others. This interconnectedness calls for cooperation and wisdom in policymaking. Understanding government budgets, fiscal policies, and macroeconomic policy is crucial for grasping the complexities of the economy and the world's economies. These policies shape our economies, influence our daily lives, and reflect our values and priorities. Thank you again for joining me. This is our second to last video. Finish strong. I hope that you enjoyed this discussion and that it was enlightening and thought-provoking. And I'm happy that you were able to join me on this fascinating world of economies and economics together.